pollution is regulation. The EPA last updated its lead and copper rule, setting out how fast lead pipes should be replaced in 1991. It requires 7% of them in a given site to be swapped out yearly, though this has evidently not been enforced. An amendment the EPA sent to the White House in July, which is still awaiting Donald Trump's signature, would relax that to 3% a year. It would also tighten rules to speed replacement in schools. Mr. Olson calls the proposed change appalling. Cities want to make changes, but swapping out 10 million service lines could cost $50 billion, says Mr. Olson. It is cheaper to do it in bulk. Twice this summer, the Democratic-run House of Representatives passed bills to start paying for it. First, a $22.5 billion authorization, then an appropriations bill that set aside $1 billion for this fiscal year. Proposed infrastructure bills also include sums for removing lead pipes. But in the Senate, such plans have so far led nowhere. Joe Biden's administration could nudge things on. The EPA may set higher standards again and might order overdue public hearings on the topic, perhaps in badly afflicted cities like Flint. A bill co-sponsored by a Republican congressman from New Jersey, Chris Smith, would require all lead pipes to be replaced within a decade. His timetable may look too ambitious, but waiting for 500 more years to fix the problem isn't much of a plan either.